This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking about the Fed meeting this week. Well, yes, Bree was earlier in the program. And the half a percentage point increase that is all but certain to come out of it, which is big and important, but kind of only half the story. Here's Chair Powell at his last press conference back in the middle of March.
There's also the shrinkage of the balance sheet, which people do the math different ways, but that might be the equivalent of another rate increase.
Balance sheet. Powell said it 14 times that day. This one you're about to hear being the most important.
We expect to begin reducing the size of our balance sheet at a coming meeting.
That coming meeting, of course, is the one today and tomorrow. So, a brief but necessary, we believe, balance sheet explainer.
My name is Kathy Zhang. I'm an associate professor at Purdue University in the economics department.
We start with the basics.
The Fed's balance sheet is going to be a financial statement that's, in fact, updated weekly, and it shows what the U.S. Central Bank owns and owes.
As of the most recent update last week, the Fed's balance sheet sits at just shy of $9 trillion. There are assets.
Treasuries, securities.
Government bonds, right, and mortgage-backed securities. Also,
U.S. paper currency, as well as money that the different commercial banks hold in accounts at the Fed.
Paper currency, by the way, Federal Reserve notes. It says so right on them. How that's a Fed liability is a whole nother explainer, probably. But anyway, the Fed's balance sheet has more than doubled since the start of the pandemic. And a little bit of history might help here.
We all remember the Great Recession around 2008.
We do indeed, most of us anyway. Ben Bernanke was the chair of the Fed, and the Federal Reserve cut the federal funds rate, the short-term rate it controls, from 5.25% in September 2007 to a range of 0 to 0.25%, basically nothing, by the end of 2008.
But there's only so much you can cut interest rates by. So once you hit zero, you're at a lower bound. And so that wasn't enough to stimulate the economy. And so what the Fed did was they turned to more unconventional tools.
Enter stage right, the Fed's balance sheet, which for the first time, it really started using.
It started buying a lot of long-term treasuries and federal agency debts and also mortgage-backed securities. And the idea of this was to increase the Fed's balance sheet in order to increase the availability of credit.
Quantitative easing is the phrase you have surely heard to describe that. But the important thing here is that credit is the lifeblood of this economy. It means businesses can take out loans and grow and hire and keep workers. It means you can get a mortgage or a car loan. So by 2015, the Fed's balance sheet was $4.5 trillion. It had been less than $1 trillion before the Great Recession. But by 2017, almost a full decade after the start of the financial crisis, the Federal Reserve decided the economy didn't really need so much of that extra help anymore, and it started reducing the size of its balance sheet. Not buying new treasuries and securities, just running off what it had. Tapering, it was called. But that got complicated in a hurry. Markets had a little taper tantrum, maybe you've heard that, and the Fed backed off of its plans, which gets us to today, and the Fed shrinking its balance sheet again, we think.
With even the levels of the current balance sheet, I mean, these are going to be big market moves.
Which is why Kathy Zhang and a whole lot of other people are going to be paying pretty close attention to what Powell says tomorrow, more attention than usual, really, about dates and the amount of tapering, round two, of course, that the Fed is going to be doing.
I'm a little worried about the effects on financial markets, whether this is going to be a temporary shock or a more long-lasting one. That'll depend a lot on what their announced schedule is.
Kathy Zhang at Purdue, taper tantrum and interest rates and all that jazz tomorrow on this program.